This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Around the globe, more than 250 million people live outside their country of birth, and many migrants choose to send money to families back home. Australians are also transferring more money overseas than ever before, but the hidden costs can be hefty. Like many other Vietnamese migrants, Emma Tran sends money to her elderly parents. She feels responsible for paying back some of the debt they incurred for raising her.
They don't need my money, but I want to give them back a little bit. So sometimes I send them money for like ceremony or for like a gift for them. Although they don't need it, but they're happy to receive it.
Emma Tran says in Vietnam, adult children are obliged to look after their parents and other family members in their old age.
For Vietnamese people, it's like a culture that when children grow up and they have responsibility to take care for their parents.
Vietnamese migrants from around the world send about $10 billion to families back home every year. About 10% of this amount comes from Australia. Emma Tran says many of her friends send money home, and these payments can be an important part of the income of siblings and relatives.
Most of them, they need to support their family in Vietnam because, you know, compared to the living standard in Vietnam and in Australia, of course, the living standard in Vietnam is worse. Many families in Vietnam are still living in a poor condition.
There are many ways of transferring money overseas. Emma Tran prefers to use her own bank.
I use bank transfer, transfer directly from bank to bank. For me, that's a simple way to transfer. Most of Vietnamese people, they use a Vietnamese agency.
Using a bank is one of the easiest ways of sending money overseas, but it is also the most costly. Every Australian bank will charge a different fee for their services. Usually, it's between $10 and $32 for each money transfer. When it comes to sending smaller amounts of up to $1,000 to family and friends, cheaper options are non-bank money transfer companies. Their transfer fees vary between $0 and $15 for small amounts. However, the transfer might take longer because setting up an account and getting approval can take a few days. Another important factor to consider is the daily exchange rate between the Australian dollar and other currencies. Warren Day, Regional Commissioner Victoria of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, says a good exchange rate means more money for those who need financial support.
There are lots of options, but you should shop around for a good exchange rate. This could mean the difference between more money or less money in the bank account of the person you're sending the money to.
He says there are few complaints about money transfer operators in Australia, but customers should always take care and be comfortable with whom they use.
Can compare companies that send money overseas on several websites that are supported by the World Bank, and they include Send Money Pacific and Send Money Asia. But again, make sure you do your research before using a money transfer service, because if you're not careful, you could fall victim to a money transfer scam and it's almost impossible to get your money back.
Abdi Malik Abdi is the director of Dahabshiil, a money transfer company in Sydney's western suburbs with a focus on countries in East Africa. Abdi Malik came from Somalia 20 years ago. He says that like many of his customers, he is also sending money back home.
I'm sending to my mom back home since I was here. So I have to give them support to do the normal house expenses. The money they get from here is their lifeline.
Sending money through a non-bank transfer service is not difficult and only requires a check of identity.
In money transfer, you need details of the person who's sending the money and the details of the person who receiving the money. That's the main thing. You have to provide your ID or passport or driver license to prove you are the actual person who are transferring the money. Because in Australia, there's a regulation, money transfer regulation.
Once the identities of the sender and the recipient have been established, the actual money transfer only takes minutes and all fees are paid by the sender.
When the person sends money, we give them receipt and the transaction number. So the person in here, he can also send that message to the person over there. So the person in Africa, he can go our offices and branches in back home with the reference number we gave him, then they will receive the money straight away. Sometimes it's minutes.
But what happens if the money sent never arrives? Warren Day says the first complaint should go to the company that handled the money transfer.
If they're not able to find them the money, or you're not satisfied with the response you're getting from them, you can complain to the Financial Ombudsman Service. You can call them on 1-800-367-287. You can also visit ASIC's MoneySmart website, that's moneysmart.gov.au, for more guidance.
Different transfer agencies have different limits on the amounts of money they allow customers to send overseas. However, under current federal legislation, all Australian financial institutions are required to report cash transactions of $10,000 or more, including details of the relevant account holders, to the regulator AUSTRAC. The Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre monitors financial transactions to identify instances of money laundering, organised crime and tax evasion. Feature prepared by Wolfgang Müller. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.